We're going to get some more wrestling action for you here down on mat number 5. Isaac Zarate of Red Oak, the 19 seed, a sophomore. He's 19-4 going against the 14 seed, Estrado Lopez, a senior from Clarion Goldfield. Downs, the 14 seed, 27-11. We're going to get that going down on mat number 5. Lopez and Zarate. Collar tie here on the left side here for Zarate, but in bringing pressure in forward here is Lopez. And again, nice collar tie still onto the right side, trying to bring this pressure in, trying to be able to set up a shot. Heavy on the head, a nice high crotch here coming from Zarate, trying to be able to get himself cut to the corner, but Lopez does a good job on the defense here. Now back up to their feet here, Zarate tries to go upper body, but they're going to stay out of it. Nice shot attempt here coming from Lopez, good cross base from Zarate, and a nice finish there coming from Lopez. No points rewarded just yet, and there is going to be your three-point takedown for for Lopez. And again, with a cross face here coming from Lopez. Zarate trying to be able to build base back up to it. Nice Granby roll from Zarate. Nothing happens out of it, and they're still going to stay here down in the center of the mat. And Zarate is able to knee slide, gets himself to his feet, and gets himself an escape for 3-1. Lopez leads. Collar tie again here from Zarate. Lopez again with a collar tie onto the right side. Trying to bring pressure in forward. 55 seconds left, 3-1, still the lead. High crotch attempt here again coming from Zarate. If he can continue to find those shots, he was in deep on one, just couldn't be able to cut the corner to finish it. Outside single attempt coming from Lopez, still staying at center circle. 35 seconds left here in this first period. Zarate still at the center of the mat. Shot fake there coming from Lopez. Zarate bringing pressure in forward with a collar tie on the right side. Nothing here yet. Nice shot attempt there coming from Lopez, and he's able to get another takedown here for 3. Now leads here 6-1 with 19 seconds left, and they're going to go out of bounds. They're going to go back to the center. Down on mat number 3 here very shortly, we have Brody Black of Glenwood as well. That'll be happening here shortly down on mat number 3. Chop and jam on the left side from Lopez. Zarate trying to be able to knee slide back up to his feet. 13 seconds left here. It would be very important for himself to get himself one here. 7 seconds left. Lopez doing a good job with the pressure on the left side. Now going into a cross face. And again, that's going to do it here for the first period. 6-1. Going to be Lopez. He's going to defer. Zarate is going to choose top. See if he can find some success here on top. Zarate's been pretty good at that all year long. Chop and jam on the left side. Lopez able to get up to his feet. Zarate trying to be able to bring him back down to the mat. Still have him here. Lopez very quick off his feet. He's able to get himself up. 7-1. Now here the lead for Lopez. Heavy on the head here is Lopez here. Shot attempt coming from Zarate. Trying to be able to work up to his base here. But nice heavy hands there coming from Lopez. Just keeps bouncing the head on the mat. Zarate now back up to his feet. Standing a little too tall. Needs to get back into a better posture, better position here. He's going to go back to the center. Still wrestling here on the edge of the mat. Minute 25 left here. Collar tie on the right side. Shot fake there coming from Zarate. And a nice straight on double from Zarate. Now gets himself to a single leg. 15 seconds left here. Trying to be able to cut the corner and finish on the edge of the mat. Lopez has some good hips here, and they're going to go out of bounds. Zarate's in on a couple shots, just needs to find a way to be able to finish. Minute 11 left here in this second period. A lot of shot attempts here from both these guys. Lopez has been successful on 2 of them. Another shot attempt here coming from Lopez. Just gets in tight, almost just drops down to the leg, now reaching on to 2. Zarate trying to be able to fight here. Now gets caught onto his back. Going to be another tick down here for 3. No near fall. 10-1. Lopez leads. Rolling in a wrist here onto the right side. 45 seconds left here. Zarate trying to be able to build this base back up. Crossface looking for a butcher here is Lopez. Zarate trying to be able to fight off his back here for this short time. It's going to be at least 4 near fall here. Zarate trying to be able to fight. Now with a cross face. Now trying to be able to build back up. Still onto his back here. Zarate's kind of locked up here pretty tight. He's got short time with 14 seconds left. Just needs to keep fighting off his back here. Doing a good job of doing so. Lopez still with the 4 near fall. trying to lock this in tight with just a couple seconds left. Only 3 seconds left here. Zarate trying to be able to fight, and that's going to be time. It's going to be 4 near fall, 14-1 going into the third. It's going to be Lopez's choice. Lopez is going to choose neutral, take down, will make it a tech fall. Zarate needs to be able to find a way to get himself into a good spot. He's had some setups, but just has not been able to do it here. And a nice tap and go there coming from Lopez. Nice job from Zarate to be able to fend this off, and they're going to go out of bounds back to the center circle. 14-1 again. Minute 40 left here in this first. Another shot attempt coming from Lopez. Zarate trying to be able to free hip in. Lopez uses the strength, gets up to his feet, maybe looking to run a dump here, and gets himself a tick down for three, and will end up winning this match 17-1. That'll put Zarate to the back side of the bracket. We'll have some more wrestling action here for you very shortly. That's going to do it here for just a couple minutes at the KC Center, and we'll be right back.